Today on the Tech Bytes podcast, we drill into new capabilities from the Cisco ThousandEyes team, including enhancements to endpoint monitoring to help IT more quickly identify performance issues by application and integrations with ThousandEyes and Cisco Secure Access to provide a correlated view for network and security teams to spot problem areas and identify fixes. Cisco ThousandEyes is our sponsor, and my guest is Marco Tisler, Group Product Manager for EMEA. Marco, welcome to the podcast. So Cisco made multiple announcements at Cisco Live EMEA in February recently. Let's start with what ThousandEyes is doing with Cisco Secure Access, and Cisco Secure Access is Cisco's SSE offering Secure Services Edge.
The first one I kind of like to mention is the integration that you mentioned with Cisco Secure Access. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing there is our digital experience monitoring solution called Endpoint Agent is now embedded with Cisco Secure Access. So the client part of it that goes on users' devices and laptops. And it really becomes part of the same client bundle. So it's a module within it. Mm-hmm. And with that, we've answered or addressed the question of why another agent, or more the objection of not another agent, because every time IT departments deploy more and more pieces of software, obviously, there are concerns with regards to resources, managing another piece of software. And by combining the Cisco Secure client and the endpoint agent from ThousandEyes, we make this much more streamlined and we make those concerns go away. But more importantly, we're also now able to provide the data on the Cisco Secure Access dashboard that's consumed by SecOps and or NetOps engineers to troubleshoot digital experience or connectivity of corporate assets and workstations, laptops to the applications that they need to use. And it provides us what we call common operational language between these multiple teams and one single dashboard that they can use to troubleshoot these issues either together or quickly hand off between the different departments.
All right, so let me read that back to you. So there's a Cisco Secure client, and that is, I presume, what helps direct traffic into the cloud security services. And now you've integrated the ThousandEyes endpoint agent with that client as well. So you're not just getting the security elements, you're also getting digital experience monitoring right at the desktop in one client piece of software.
Yeah, that is correct. And one of the drivers behind it is that one of the drivers for measuring digital experience within cloud-delivered security environments is that cloud-delivered security improves the agility and resilience and also mm-hmm. performance, especially in today's, distributed world where your infrastructure is distributed, your applications are distributed, but also your workforce is distributed. Yeah. So it kind of became the necessity. But all of this also increases the reliance on the distributed network or networks themselves that sit between either your enterprise perimeter, and the enterprise perimeter could be your branch office, your headquarters, and in some cases, it might be your mobile workforce or people working from home. And it makes it difficult for IT departments as well as security teams to isolate problems that are affecting users in this when they're accessing applications in this sort of environment. And this is really why you need a digital experience monitoring solution to help with that effort, so to help navigate this complexity and help pinpoint to where things are breaking quicker.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting because I was thinking to myself, I understand why the network engineering team would want to be able to monitor performance for end users, but for the security team, I don't know why they would care. But now I'm getting the sense that, particularly when you're talking about cloud-delivered security, in some ways, this is a tool for them to say, you know, when a problem is raised, they can. The first thing they can say is, you know, meantime innocence, it's not us. It's not the security services that are causing a performance problem because we have the metrics right in front of us.
Exactly. So in some way, that goes back to the statement I made about, you know, putting another agent on the device. Because that agent, the question that some of the more technically astute folks might have, you know, how is this going to affect my actual device, my resources, my performance? How is this going to affect the applications themselves? And the same question is when you adopt cloud-delivered security, you essentially put something in the path of communication. So the obvious conclusion is, or the obvious question is going to be, how does this affect my communication and the services that I need to access? And it's really important to be able to provide and reassure the user or the users that this additional component doesn't introduce additional latency loss, jitter that's detrimental to accessing the applications that users require.
Right. And you also mentioned sort of a common language for different parts of the IT department to speak. So it's, I'm guessing it's not Cisco saying security is now in charge of monitoring performance, but it's on their dashboard. If it comes up and they need to collaborate with other parts of the IT group and that comes up, they all are working from the same information.
Exactly. So I think when it comes to networking and security, everybody understands loss, latency, jitter. We have a common understanding of the network path. So where does the path need to traverse? And we have a common understanding when things break, as long as we can determine without any doubt where that breaking point is. So having the visibility of, does the communication break between the client and, for example, Cisco Secure Access headend? So someone on the path, either because of your last mile provider, something going on your laptop, or something else, versus when it exits the Cisco Secure Access cloud towards your private application or a SaaS application, and maybe there's a breakage on that other leg. But I think the teams today will have a common understanding is if you can pinpoint to where the breaking point is, there will be no argument or no further meetings or discussions around, okay, who needs to own this or who needs to work with this further, because that really is what we're trying to address, reduce the amount of time, or ideally eliminate the amount of time we have this war room type of settings where people from multiple departments or maybe even multiple vendors and stakeholders are come into a meeting trying to determine how to solve a problem. And the first step is going to be, what is the root cause that is causing the problem? And then who owns, who's responsible for solving the problem related to either that node or a network or point of presence of a service provider. So removing that noise and removing those conversations is a big time saver.
Yeah, I think, Marco, you may have a new metric here, reduce times in meetings, RTIM. Yeah.
I will steal that, actually. I will steal that.
Yeah, and for folks who may not be familiar with, you know, the digital experience monitoring capabilities of the endpoint, you can get down into actual device performance, you know, memory and CPU, so that you can measure the performance between the laptop and a Wi-Fi access point or a Wi-Fi router. You can measure the performance between that router and, you know, the first hop in the network all the way to the application. So you are getting really granular visible performance, which again, if you're trying to figure out where the problem domain is, this information would be very useful for a security team, especially to say, we know it's not us.
Correct. And I think one of the most common probably examples we see today is that we see two types of support cases usually coming in. People complain about a application, usually it's some sort of a collaboration tool, or they complain about connectivity in general. And when they complain about a particular application, oftentimes it might be the lack of resources on the end device itself that are causing the issue. So even before we even enter any other network elements of the network path, the problem is caused by lack of resources on the device, CPU, memory. So what we've brought into the endpoint agent, and as a result also into the Cisco Secure Access dashboard, is the CPU and memory metrics as they relate to individual processes on the device. So the operator can quickly correlate the performance metrics of, say, on a given application and the resources on the laptop, but then also the what we call local network metrics, like some of the Wi-Fi metrics, signal quality, retransmissions, throughput, negotiated speeds, and so on, to determine, like, is the root cause somewhere very close to the client or on the client itself. And that you further reduce the amount of time spent in trying to figure out where to escalate or how to solve.
So there's other announcements you made, including this is related to the Thousand Eyes endpoint in particular. You've got more system process metrics that you can use to pinpoint per application performance.
Correct. So, and this is only the first step. We're beginning with, so obviously we also have things like we know the operating system of the device, the model of the device, which are sometimes actually some of the data points used to correlate issues across a wider client population. Because what might happen in some case is maybe you're focusing on processes, CPU, memory, and so on. But in some other cases, maybe the common denominator between all the clients that are failing is they're running the same operating system. And because of some sort of compatibility issues, driver upgrades, and so forth, the difference between clients that are having a good experience and the clients that are having a bad experience is just that the operating system, the Wi-Fi driver, and so on. So we use, and we will continue to enrich some of those data points to make it easier to determine what those common denominators are, whether on client or on the infrastructure.
And you're also able to tie it to individual applications, is that correct?
That's correct. ThousandEyes, we've always kind of focused on the application first, and the North Star metric is the quality of experience towards the application. So there's different ways you can view this data. The application or groups of applications, the networks used to access said applications, the device types used when accessing those applications. So it's a really rich data set, which you can explore from multiple angles. So one angle is an individual device. And for that individual device, you only care maybe about a handful of applications and how individual metrics relate to those. But then maybe if you're more focused on IT operations, top-down use cases, like how does my client population operate in general? Am I hitting my 99.99% reliability, for example? You can look at that, you know, across and then find these common factors between the devices that are not operating up to standard, and also have a general idea of, you know, how well or bad things are across the whole population.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned earlier sort of being able to get down into like, this could be a driver issue affecting lots of people. If you were having lots of support tickets come in saying the network is slow, you know, your first thought might be, okay, this maybe is a backbone issue or some broader network issue, not it's an issue on the client with a specific driver that's affected. And we can now prove this and be proactive because, you know, we can let other folks know who are also running this operation system, hey, there's this issue, maybe you want to update this driver before it becomes a problem for them as well.
Correct. And that's, you know, from that top-down perspective, it, you know, maybe you had one client support reporting an issue or reporting a case. And because you have this top-down view or cross-population view, you can then quickly jump on it and let others know before those become service affecting or before those users are starting to complain.
Yeah, I can see that being useful if, you know, you figure it out on the East Coast and you can let folks know before the West Coast wakes up and starts hitting those service tickets.
Yeah, you have to take advantage of the time zone difference. You have to.
Okay, Marco, anything else on this, on the system process metrics in the ThousandEyes endpoints before we move on?
I just kind of like to say that the digital experience monitoring as part of cloud delivered security is something that ensures end users have a seamless and performant digital experience. And the name of the product within Cisco Secure Access, by the way, is Experience Insights. And it solves what we think is the critical problem by allowing our customers to continuously monitor the health of their endpoints, their company-owned assets, connections, and applications.
There's other announcements that came out. One that jumped out at me that I thought was interesting is ThousandEyes doing enhanced API monitoring. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the notion of API monitoring is obviously nothing new. And ThousandEyes is well positioned to execute there as well. And one of our common types of customer are the site reliability teams. And with these teams, they really are interested in the uptime and how various APIs or API targets affect the digital experience of the actual users using the application. So to provide a deeper visibility into how the API layer affects digital experience, we've developed a API monitoring solution. And the way it differs from the, what I would say, regular or legacy ThousandEyes tests is that in this particular case, you have different types of interactions, like you send a GET request, POST request, DELETE request, and then you can build those interactions in a chain. So you would monitor how an application accesses those APIs in order to maybe render a front end or retrieve the data necessary for the user to achieve their tasks in the application. And by modeling those common flows of API calls, you can then assure that everything is working correctly. Or if there is a breaking point, because there might be multiple API calls in a chain for a particular part of interaction. So you can ensure that if something does break, you know where it's breaking, you can quickly go and fix it.
Yeah, so much of the modern applications now are driven by APIs that getting visibility into this is could be essential if you're trying to diagnose problems.
Yeah, and sometimes the problems are not as simple as things are working versus not working. Sometimes the problems are more contextualized in terms of things are suddenly slower. And maybe there's a particular API call that started responding slower. Maybe there's a particular API that becomes sluggish because on the back end, the database access is becoming slow. So it's no longer that black and white, you know, API is working, not working, but also, is it working slower than usual? Is something different than usual? And just having that baseline information available is very helpful as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that baseline and that context can make resolution a lot easier, I'm assuming.
That's correct. And with that, we're also providing task recommendations. So one of the things and one of the capabilities we've introduced is the AWS task recommendations with API Gateway. So to be able to quickly discover deploy tests in cloud-hosted APIs, so in AWS environments.
And speaking of testing, I understand one of the other announcements is that you've now got more test templates to help people set up these tests more easily.
Correct, yeah. So besides the templates that we've done for AWS API Gateway that enables users to quickly discover and deploy tests so they can start monitoring their critical cloud-hosted APIs, we've done something very similar for the Endpoint Agent where you can select your application of choice, and we're offering some of the most popular application as templates. And you no longer have to decide, you know, what is going to be the destination for my test and how do I construct the test itself. It's already constructed by means of templates. And all you have to do is push that template down to the endpoint agents, and you start monitoring the digital experience of that application. So we're streamlining the test deployment process itself, so you don't have to spend a lot of time figuring out, you know, how does my test need to look like and how does my construction of a test need to be in order for me to achieve the outcome that I want. Because at the end of the day, I want to monitor a particular application and I want to know how it behaves. Everything else is our details.
Right. And if you can set that up for me, then I'm much closer to my goal of getting the information I need.
Yeah. We're talking about getting to the information that people need. The final thing I'd like to kind of mention is we did the enhancements of our dashboards that now supports filters and easier drill down. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to get from that, you know, again, from that high level view to a very specific data point of by means of using filters and by means of drilling down. And the reason why that's important is because on our dashboards, we do allow a mix of different data sets from different types of agents and tests. So we can explore the data set that in a large enterprise environment can become pretty complex.
Right.
You can explore that pretty quickly and go from, okay, something needs my attention to what it actually is or what the root cause is very, very quickly.
Yeah, that makes sense. If you're dealing with particularly endpoint monitoring, you're going to have a lot of those and all of the metrics that you're gathering. Being able to filter on the most relevant information is going to help you get to that information faster.
Yeah, correct. I think especially the endpoint environment, because the way people move around and just the way they're exposed to different networks with different conditions throughout the day, it's really, really important that we're able to cut through this noise and make sure we don't, you know, show any red herrings or send people down the wrong path.
Right. So if folks want to find out more about ThousandEyes and the new features and capabilities and integrations, where should they go?
I would like to invite them to read our ThousandEyes blog. We recently published a blog on the innovation that we've presented at Cisco Live India. Mm-hmm. And there's a blog called Deeper Visibility for Remote Workforce Management, alongside with new system process metrics, API monitoring capabilities, and a streamlined setup for ThousandEyes endpoint agent tests.
All right. Yeah, we'll have those links in the show notes. And you can always just go to thousandeyes.com/blog if you want to look for it yourself. But you can also find them in the show notes that accompany this podcast. Well, thank you, Marco, for joining us. And thanks to ThousandEyes for being a sponsor. And as always, thank you for being a listener. If you like this episode, you can find it and many more fine free technical podcasts and our community blog. It's all at packetpushers.net. You can follow us on LinkedIn, hear us on Spotify. And if you would, leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. And last but not least, remember that too much networking would never be enough.